Ginny, is that you? I thought you were going to stay inside the house because of the weather. Oh. You're not Ginny. I don't actually know who you are, but I can see that you're dripping wet and in need of some shelter. Come in. I promise I won't bite. How long have you been out there, sweetheart? My goodness. It's a good thing you found my barn. Ginny is over in the main house. She's the farmer in these parts. I'm one of the girls she takes care of. Everyone round here calls me Honey. If it wasn't obvious, I'm one of Ginny's goats. What's your name? It's nice to meet you, baby. Poor thing. You must be absolutely frozen after being outside in the weather like this. It's so wet and windy out. That's absolutely no place for you, sweetheart. No. Here. Why don't you take off your jacket? It's only going to make it worse for yourself if you stay in these damp clothes. Absolutely not! Do you see the weather outside? There is no reason you need to go back out into that. You are going to be staying inside until it passes. You could get washed away or something. Please, I insist, really. You're not a bother, baby. I could use the company. Where could you be going that it is so important that you need to travel in this type of hellstorm? And that will be there in the morning when the storm has passed. I promise you that, sugar. Your friends, if they're real friends, will understand that you got a bit delayed. If I were meeting someone and the skies opened up like this, I would want them to stay home and keep themselves safe. I'm sure your friends are the exact same way. It's safer inside. The lightning can't get to you, nor are you going to catch a cold. So let's get you out of these wet clothes. I can hang them on some of the roof beams. That way they'll be dry in the morning. Don't worry about what you're going to wear in the moment. You ain't got nothing I've never seen before. This isn't about getting you naked, I promise, sweetheart. I just want to make sure that you don't get sick. Do you really want to catch a cold on top of being stranded? Smart choice, baby. I might look a little, but that's just in my nature. Besides, you've got nothing to be ashamed of. With a body like that, you would have to pay me to keep my clothes on. But that's not the point. I'm here to help you, sugar. I'm the one who's going to make sure all of this is hung up so it's nice and dry by the morning. Once the rain stops, you can be back on your journey. If you were worried I wanted to keep you, then you've got nothing to be afraid of. I just know how it's like to be stuck somewhere without any help. Ginny was actually the one who rescued me. Now I get to pay it forward and help strangers like you, sugar. It's called being a good person. Well, goat in my case. Anywho, do you need anything? No, I unfortunately do not have any spare clothes. As you can see, I'm as naked as the day I was born. I've got a blanket if that will help, though. There is only one, and I was kind of using it. If you want to share it, we can. Follow me, then. This is actually my stall, which, you know, is where I live, spend most of my time, that type of a thing. I know it's a bit of a mess, but I wasn't really expecting company on a night like this. And also, please don't mind that the hay isn't neatly piled. It's still comfortable to sit on. There you are, sweetheart. Nice and easy. You are really cold. Those goosebumps will go away in a few minutes. Let the blanket work its wonders. You're all right, baby. You're safe now. You'll be okay on your journey tomorrow if the weather permits it. I don't think I would be able to let you go in the morning if it's still like this. At least, not in good faith. Where did you say you were headed to again? That's a few days out from here, isn't it? I can't imagine how scared you must have been, traveling along the old dirt roads, looking for any signs of shelter or life. There's practically nothing out this way. Where are you from originally that you've traveled so far? Really? What a coincidence. I'm actually from Dewsbury. I wonder if we've crossed paths before at the market or something and just never noticed it. Either way, I'm glad that you're safe with me now. I can't imagine how sick you would have gotten if you stayed out in the rain like that. I'm going to try to warm you up a bit quicker. Sharing body heat is starting to work, and obviously the blanket is helping, but you're still a little cold to the touch. I don't like it. Your friends wouldn't be appreciative if you showed up all sick. They would probably be upset that you put yourself in danger like that just to see them. I promise they're going to understand why you're late. No one is going to be mad with you for finding shelter when the weather is as terrible as this. Your safety comes first, sweetheart. It doesn't make you a bad friend. You're doing the right thing by taking shelter. With the rain coming down as hard as it is, and the wind continuing to pick up, you could seriously get injured. It's better to be in the warmth with me, isn't it? Can feel you starting to relax against me. That's it, baby. You're all right. I'm not going to hurt you. You can trust me. I just want to make sure you're all right. There's nothing to be afraid of. Once the storm is over, you can head outside and continue on your merry little way. Not going to let you get sick if there's anything I can do about it, sugar. Don't you worry. You're going to be okay. A storm like this can't last forever. The harder it comes down, the faster it's over. Oh, sorry. Sorry, it's okay. I just wasn't expecting you to start nuzzling into my chest, that's all. Yeah, no, it's all right. It's been raining all day, so Ginny didn't have a chance to come out here and milk me. My breasts are much bigger than they normally would be. Because of this, my chest is a bit more tender than it would normally be. That's why the slightest bit of pressure made it hurt. But don't worry about me. I'll be okay, sweetheart. It's about you. That's nice of you to ask if you can help me out, but I don't know if you really would want to do that. I would have to ask you to drain me, and I'm not sure if you are even into that. It would involve you nursing from my chest, and as much as I would enjoy that, you're not in the best place right now. I mean, what kind of a goat would I be if I asked a stranger to milk me? I don't want you thinking I'm easy or anything. I'm not that kind of girl. I would be able to make it through the night, I promise. It's just going to be a little bit uncomfortable. That's all. Nothing I can't handle. The really heavy and obviously a tad bit painful, but I've been through much worse. Right now, my attention is on you, sweetheart. You are the one who has suffered the most today. Despite your predicament, you're still generous enough to worry about others. I can't say it doesn't touch my heart. To have a stranger offer to take care of me, to help me out, that's not a common occurrence. Because of my goat-like appearance, most people are put off by me. But you're not, are you? I wasn't expecting you to be so kind. You were so hesitant at first, but you're starting to open up, aren't you? I told you, you've got nothing to worry about. I just want to help you stay safe for the night. Make sure you have a place to stay. There's no way you would have found comfort tonight. A tent would have just blown away, and if you were somehow lucky enough to find a cave, who knows what kind of creatures could be lurking in them. You took a gamble and it paid off, sugar. Besides, I'm kind of glad to have someone to spend the night with. It's nice to not be so alone. It offers a distraction from the weight on my chest. Gives me something else to focus on. I know you want to help me. It's really generous of you to offer it, but do you even have the energy for it? You've been traveling all day only to get rained on. You were in the storm for quite a long time before you found this place. I just don't want you to push yourself and end up making yourself worse. I mean, do you even know how to nurse? Well, no, it's not exactly hard to nurse. You just have to take my nipple into your mouth and suck, but still, you're not here to take care of me. You are the one that needs my help, sugar. I promise I will be all right with my heavy breaths. Come morning, the rain will be gone and Ginny will be able to hook me up to the milker and get all of this out. Obviously, a mouth feels better than a milking machine. But I'm not going to force you to do anything you don't want to do. You want it? Like, you want to have a taste of my milk, is that what you're saying? I mean, it would help warm you up. Would give you some energy back as well. If you can avoid it, I'm sure you don't want to eat from your food reserves. All right, I'll let you help me. Why don't you lay your head on my lap, sweetheart? I help you out by bringing you inside. You help me out by draining my milk. You're a kind soul, baby. Here you go. Open up. Oh, that's instant relief. Oh. No, it's all right, sweetheart. I'm okay, I promise. Just wasn't expecting the first few drops to leak into your mouth that feels so good. I think I'm more backed up than I thought. That normally happens when I get turned on. It's embarrassing to admit, but once you laid on me, I could feel myself getting wetter. I was trying to ignore it, but with your mouth around my nipple, I can't deny the feeling anymore. Going to make me come with just that tongue of yours, baby. Always have had such sensitive breasts. Don't even need to touch my clit to come. Just suckling from my nipples has always been enough. It's one of Jenny's favorite things about me. How sensitive I am to every little touch. Now you get to experience it firsthand too. Swallowing around a mouthful of my milk. The taste makes you want to suck harder. Little droplets spill out, but that's all right. You're allowed to get messy, sugar. As long as you drain my tits dry, I don't care what you do. Making me feel so good already. I think I should see how much you are enjoying my taste, shouldn't I? Sliding my hand lower, starting to touch you. Oh, is this all for me? So turned on from just a bit of milk? Or was it also being that close to me? Getting to share my warmth. Feeling how soft and fluffy I am. You can't help but melt into the sensation. My plump thighs make the best pillows as you continue to suckle, looking up into my eyes. Oh, that's right, sweetheart. Oh, you're doing such a good job. The relief is already amazing. Can't wait to feel the other side. Keep it up, baby. You're already making me feel good. Can feel pride starting to swell up whenever I look down at you. Doing your job so perfectly. So lucky that you stumbled in here. Don't know what I would have done without you. The night would have been so long, so uncomfortable, so boring without you. Now we both get to enjoy each other, don't we? My hand inching you closer as you continue to empty my breasts. Swallowing mouthful after mouthful of my delicious milk. Oh, that's it, baby. Keep it up. Let my hand make you feel good as you drain me. My own wetness starting to leak down my thighs. Making such a mess because of you, sugar. You'll be proud of yourself for making me feel so good. Oh, just look at you go. I think this one's just about empty, though. Why don't we switch to the other breast? Oh, there you go. My one hand continues to touch you while the other shifts my breasts into your mouth, nipple dangling above you. Go ahead, sweetheart. You have permission for another taste. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was wanting. That instant relief, like a balm, it just soothes you. Your tongue flicks over the heart and buds, encouraging more milk to flood into your mouth, sucking as hard as you can, making sure to get every drop out. Oh, that's it. Rocking your hips against my hand. You feel so good, don't you? Trying to be on your best behavior, to do exactly as you're told. Don't think I haven't noticed. So eager to have rules and follow them. It's okay, sugar. Without them, you don't know what you're doing. Start to panic, maybe even overthink. Don't have to do that when you're with me. You get to turn off your brain and do as you're told. Oh, it's so simple. There's no way you could mess it up. You just have to keep nursing for me. Swallowing another mouthful of milk as your thighs twitch. Oh, yes. Oh, you're doing good. It's all right. The more you rock your hips against me, the closer you push yourself to the edge. Friction only makes everything feel better. Trying to make you feel as good as you make me feel. Enthusiastically suckling as you stare up at me. Need to be reassured that you're doing a good job, don't ya? My pussy is absolutely throbbing because of you. Do you have what it takes to make a girl like me come, sugar? Oh, then prove it to me. Keep using that tongue of yours. Push me closer to the edge. My own hand is starting to press firmer against you. I swear it's all right. You're doing good. Keep sucking. That's what you do best, right? My one breast is already empty. Need to suck a bit harder to make it join it. You're here to help me out, aren't you, baby? Doing such an amazing job. Don't stop. Please, keep draining me. Swallowing more of my milk. It settles heavy inside you. Warming you from the inside out. Oh. You dig me so well. Take everything you're given perfectly. Bucking against my touch. It only makes you feel better. Go right there. Chasing your own pleasure. The more of my milk you taste, the closer you get. It's alright, baby. You're doing good. It's natural to feel like this. Don't fight it. You're going to make me orgasm at this rate. Consider that your payment for staying the night. If the storm doesn't pass, you're just going to stay another night. That way you can drain me again. That's fair payment, ain't it? So glad you see it my way. It It's a shame that this breast is almost completely empty. Barely any milk left inside. It's all right. When we wake up in the morning, there should be a fresh batch. If the storm isn't over by then, you can have some of my milk for breakfast. You would like that, wouldn't you? Oh, moaning in agreement as my hand presses harder. Tongue flicking back and forth. Trying to get every ounce of milk. Oh, not gonna let any of it go to waste. Love how it tastes too much. Making you warm from the inside out. Every stroke of my hand, every mouthful of milk only makes it that much better for you. Pushes you closer to the edge. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Storm getting louder outside. It's all right. I can't get you in here. It's just you and me. No reason to deny yourself pleasure. Not when you're this close. Oh, fuck. Hips bucking against me. Thighs shaking. Can barely keep your composure. So why would you? Oh, let go, baby. You can do it. Let go and come with me. Oh, I know you're close. I know. Oh, fuck, you feel too good. Goodness, you have no idea how much better that feels. Like a weight has been taken off my chest. Literally. But now there's a mess on my fingers. Do you have any idea what to do about that, sweetheart? Good job, baby. I was going to suggest you lick it off. Looks like you read my mind. That's it, sweetheart. Make sure to taste yourself. Get it all off. That feels wonderful. Licking between my fingers. Making sure not a single spot goes untouched. Your own salt mingles with some leftover sweetness from the milk. There you go. All done, baby. Did you enjoy yourself? Me too. Your company is actually really nice, sugar. It's been me and Jenny and the other girls out here for so long. I almost forgot what it was like to converse with other people. It's nice having an outsider for company, even if it is just for the nights. I'm sure you're grateful for the shelter, the warmth, and the full stomach. Add in the cuddles and you're practically in paradise. Starting to close your eyes as your head continues to rest in my lap. That's all right, sweetheart. I've got you. Go ahead and get some shut-eye. You deserve it after a day like today. I can only imagine how tired you are. Rest now. Your strength will be back in the morning. You can return on your journey refreshed. For now, enjoy the feeling of my hand petting you. My voice is a calming sound as you start to drift off. Don't need to worry about nothing now. You're safe. The storm can't get you. I'm here. I'll explain the whole situation to Ginny in the morning so you don't have to worry about her reaction. It's not the first time I've done something like this. She's always yelling at me about taking strays like this. I just can't help myself when they're as sweet as you. So kind and helping me drain my breasts. Having a stomach full of delicious milk makes it easier to feel at peace, doesn't it? Can't think about anything else besides how good you feel. So comfortable, so relaxed, so safe. It's all right, baby. I've got you. Nothing's gonna get to you. Not while I'm around, at least. Focus on how good my hand feels against your soft skin. Listening to the constant sound of my voice as I continue to talk. My fluffy fur underneath you. Sharing a blanket as the fire continues to dance. I think I'm getting sleepy too. Didn't think I would be so drained after letting you nurse, but I didn't realize how uncomfortable I was. The relief I feel is all because of you. Words can't express my gratitude. Going to have to settle for showing it the rest of the night. You feel so good. If it wasn't such a dangerous thought, I would say I could get used to this. But I know better than to say that about a stranger, sweetheart. Just going to enjoy it while I can. Such a weary traveler. Don't try to fight the rest. Welcome it. I'll be here in the morning just like this. I promise you that, baby.